Welcome back to the Embodied Remembrance podcast. My name is Jasmine and I am your host. This particular piece is something that I see and notice in a lot of women. Women are hardwired to hold desire and desires. Women are born to bring their desires, their dreams into life. You know, we are the creators of life. We hold that energy within our bodies. It's there, whether we tap into it or not. But one of the things that I've been on a deep journey with this past year, and have also witnessed many women journeying through, is the resistance to claiming their desires, what it is they want to bring in to their life, for fear of it not coming to fruition, because the mind can't comprehend how it would come into existence. So instead of holding it in the vision, in the mind's eye, there's this shutdown around the desire. There's a shutdown of the desire, in which there's this kind of like shutdown of all desire. So maybe you have a vision that you're walking towards, or you have been walking towards, and there's a part of you that is like so deeply full body yes around it. But then maybe there's this like voice within that's like, oh, but that's too big. That's too much. How, that's not possible. And all of these stories come in. So you shut the desire down. You shut the desire down. Because there's a part of you that maybe doesn't know how it's going to happen. There's a part of you that maybe thinks, oh, it's too much, it's too big, or I shouldn't have such big desires and dreams for my life. Insert your own story here. And in what we do in that moment of shutdown is we actually shut down the possibilities that are available to us. And we also shut down the sensation of desire in our bodies. And when we shut down the desire in our bodies, we're actually shutting down a part of what it is to be a being that creates. A woman who creates through her body. And over time, what happens if we continue to shut down all of these desires, we essentially have these spaces within us that are unmet. Because our desires are actually here to meet certain needs that we hold as women. Our dreams are born through us because they meet certain needs within us. So desire is a really interesting one, because we have to give ourselves permission to feel our desires fully. Even if in the present moment we have no idea how that desire, that dream, is going to come to fruition. And the thing is, whether or not our desires come to fruition, either at all or in the way that we expected or wanted, there is something so healing, something so alchemical in giving yourself permission to feel what it is that you desire. Not this cognitive mental gymnastics kind of this is this, this is this, this is what I want, actually to begin to feel it in your system. Feel what parts of you maybe shut down around the idea of the desire, because that is information that your body is telling you. It's telling you that there's maybe a small part that's not fully ready to receive what it is that you desire, but that that's something to work towards. It may be this flutter of excitement in your system where all parts of you light up and you're like, yes, I'm ready. And this is the thing, that if we don't allow ourselves to feel our desires, then we aren't fully able to receive them. If your body is partly shut down around your desire, but you're not truly allowing yourself to feel the sensation in your body, you don't have that information to move forward with. Your body is always communicating to you, and if you're able to then be like, okay, well, this part of me seems to be in a bit of a freak out around this idea of this big desire or dream that I hold. So I have two options. I can berate that part of me, I can berate myself, I can get really annoyed with myself, or I can see that as like really valuable information that my body is speaking to me, and then I can choose how to move forward with that, with the tools that I have in my toolkit to support that part of me that feels a little bit frozen, a little bit flighty, a little bit freaked out around the idea of this big desire or dream. It can also be information for us to be like, okay, well, my body feels super ready to receive this. There's excitement through my system. I also feel super grounded. This isn't something that feels untrue. The body is going to always tell you what's up there and what is available for you. And if you're like, yes, okay, there's this openness and this receptivity in my body towards this desire, this dream that I have, then what do I need to do to bring it into action? What do I need to action? What do I need to bring into my current reality to make this desire and dream a reality? So there is such medicine in exploring and actually being with what it is that you desire, what it is that you are dreaming into existence. Because we can do this so often, and it's just this, all can sometimes just be this like brush off comment or brush off thought where we're like, oh no, that's too, doesn't matter, it's fine, I don't need that. And we kind of really dumb down our desires and our dreams, because maybe there's a part of us that doesn't feel worthy. Maybe we come from a family lineage that's very used to living small and hasn't really had any dreams before. And to follow our dreams feels like something really unfamiliar to us. And that's where the magic really lies, is in the unfamiliar. It's consciously choosing to feel what that is in your system, to feel the newness, the unfamiliarity in your system, and allowing yourself to move from that space. It's finding the tools to support you to fully be in your desires, to fully receive them, to then take action on them, trusting in the way that they unfold, and knowing that there is no right or wrong way for these desires to unfold. We can hold the vision of a desire or a dream, and then we trust that whatever unfolds for us, whether it comes to fruition or not, is exactly how it's meant to unfold. Now, I don't mean that in this like super bypassy way. I know that that comment can sometimes come across as quite bypassy. But what tends to happen is if we let go of the control and the grasp of the ego and the mind's way that they believe it should be, so much more can be born from that space, because there's so much more potential available than if we're grasping and trying to control the outcome. So I want to invite you into, where is it that maybe you are shutting down a desire in your life, a dream that you have, and what story is coming with that shutdown? What part of you is resistant to actually feeling and being with that desire, that dream? What part of you does not want it to come to fruition? Because there's also going to be a part of you that's like, no, I don't want this. When, you know, that's sometimes when we're talking about like bringing things into our reality, we also have to be exploring the parts of us and the versions of us that deeply resist it as well. So it's inviting you into asking all of these questions for yourself. What is it that you're wanting to bring in? What needs to happen for that to come to fruition? And can you be okay with feeling the desire fully and trusting that how it unfolds is exactly how it's meant to? I hope this lands for you. Let me know over on Instagram how it lands. If you would like to explore working together, I'll leave the current options available in the show notes for you. Thank you.